The hills are alive with the sound of Lawrence. I don't sing as well as you do, but...
You don't sing as often as I do.
I don't sing as often as you do either, yeah.
There you go.
So what's up, dude?
Dude, hey. Sound of Music.
You went last night?
Yes, I did. It was interesting because I, of course, remember seeing the movie. I think the Sound of Music was the last movie I saw in this country before we went to go to live in Japan for 2.5 years. And remember sitting there just being enthralled by the opening with the overhead shots of all the beautiful scenery and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got to the bit where Maria packs up and leaves and the screen goes dark and I'm going, what a stupid movie. They cut out like half the songs. And then it was explained to me that this was intermission. And this was the old days when intermission was 10 minutes long and not a year for all you Harry Potter and Twilight nuts. And,
got it. All right. Or Lord of the Rings.
Later, yeah. And then years later, finally got to see the musical. And, of course, all the songs are different. So where the songs are arranged are different. If you see the original Broadway production, when the mother abbess kicks Maria out and sends her to go take care of the Von Trapp children, that's
right.
When they do My Favorite Things. And The Lonely Goat Herd is the song they sing during the thunderstorm. So there's all sorts of things.
Okay.
And plus, you've got Max and Elsa actually sing songs in the musical.
Well, it's harder to discount a relationship when they sing songs together.
Right.
And see, they want to set
Max
it up.
Max is the comic support sort of thing. So they've got their little fun stuff.
All right.
And so I was kind of expecting that, but this particular production, which is described as a revived production.
what was the matter with it before?
Well, no.
Was it comatose?
No, but it's interesting. So it's more like the movie now in terms of who sings what where.
Okay.
But it still has the songs. It actually has both of the songs that were in the movie that aren't in the Broadway show.
Okay.
In it. It's got the songs that Max and Elsa and the captain sing in it, and it moves the lonely goat herd to the end with the when they're on stage doing the concert. So there are some new things in it. You know, I mean, there's some new jokes and stuff. So I mean,
so from that standpoint, if you think you're going to go and sit down and either see the movie or see the stage play, you're going to see something that's a little different.
Yeah, it's a different sort of version, and there's some interesting scenes. I mean, it's a long show. You know, they told me I was going to get out at 10:30, and I'm walking out the door at 10:48, going, okay. I mean, how much?
And
how
it
much
started at
seven. Well, who knows? I mean, it's supposed to start at 7:30, but on opening night, it takes a while for people to get settled in. So, I don't have a clock time. I don't pay attention to time unless I'm here on the radio where time is our master.
When my father was directing theater, the show started on time to the second. The doors were shut and you were stuck if you didn't get in your seat. He trained his actors and his audience that way.
There you go. So there's some nice little twist type things.
Okay. So, of course, we've got fabulous actors in town. Are we going to buy our Maria and our Captain Von Trapp and all the kids. Are the kids adorable?
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course.
Yes. It's you know, they're speeding things up a little bit in the first act. I mean, it's like the songs are fun, and then we get back to the romance, and it's almost like we're going, okay, well, this is a love story. You know how it goes. And they're kind of rushing through things. And then the second act, there's a bit where they finally slow down and everything. I mean, it was interesting because you go and you know what you're going to like. You know,
right.
They do good So Long Farewell and Greta Says Goodbye, you know that's going to be touching. And you know the end of Climb Every Mountain is going to be big.
Right.
And so I was surprised that the scene that really got me was when the nuns are dressing Maria for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, and it's not a lot of dialogue or anything, but it was just really touching. And then,
there's a little
twist at the end, too,
okay.
That I thought, well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, because you'll just sit there and you'll go, oh, a change. I like that change. So.
All right.
So there's that. That was fun. Target Behavior opened last night here at UMD, an original play.
By a student.
Yes.
Katie Shea Violet?
Yes. I've never heard it pronounced. I've seen it printed.
She's got a fabulous name.
Yes.
Can she write?
Apparently. I've glanced
at it. Have you seen the show?
No.
Oh.
It opened last night, and I was at the Sound
That's
of Music.
Right. Until 10:48.
I can be at three places at the same time, but not two. I can't downgrade.
You've
got
to get one of those little time traveler thingy necklaces that you
turn.
Well,
I glanced at the review because I want to go see the show, and so I tend not to really read Paul's reviews until I see it.
Right.
Because otherwise I'm...
You're very easily influenced.
Yes.
I've noticed that about you.
Yes, but we're just happy to notice that there's a page in the newspaper today. It's nothing but reviews. Paul and me on top, Roger Ebert on bottom. It's a new world, baby.
Well, I'm happy for you. Well, Roger Ebert, he doesn't have his own radio
show.
Yeah,
and so tonight I'll have more than 7 minutes. Okay, I took 12, but 7 minutes to write a review because I'm going to go see a show called Radiance that's in for two nights at the Playground, which is a combination of, oh, I can't wait for this, dancing, martial arts, and poetry.
Ooh.
I mean, come on. How can you lose with dancing, martial arts, and poetry?
I'm just saying, if you end up with an extra ticket to this one.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's...
It's not a school night.
Okay.
So...
Hey, be there. There's... It's not like you
buy
advanced tickets.
I'm trying to think about all my favorite things, and that's hitting on many of them.
Yes. Yes. I think it's an absolutely awesome combination. They sent out a thing... You know, an email yesterday talking about we've got this dance show, and I'm going, you forgot to mention the martial arts and poetry. Because how can you bypass that unless the hills are alive with singing nuns and Nazis? It was interesting. There's Nazis because, like, at the end, there's people, I'm going, I can't applaud Nazis. This would be wrong to applaud Nazis. You know, you have to draw the line somewhere. And
yeah, the actors come out, you know, for the curtain call, and people boo them.
So we have that, and then...
Is this a touring company that's coming through with Radiance, or this is local?
No,
it's like just
this
a local production?
Yeah,
it's,
this
again,
is...
It's
Avalon is the new company. It's... You'll recognize everybody. It was Megan Abel, but now she's Megan Abel Schmidt.
Okay.
She got married, and so this is her current group.
Okay.
I'm going to blank on what... I think it was... Was it Phoenix before, maybe? Was the Phoenix Dance Company... There have been several.
All right.
But she's been putting on dance shows at the Playground and sometimes at Renegade for several years.
Okay.
And she's always done these interesting combinations that it's never just dancing. I mean, it's like her group is dancing, but she'll bring in the local people who do belly dancing.
Got a friend in
the first
group.
Time,
yep.
The first time I heard Rachel Kilgore showed up to do some songs at one of these dance shows.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a little bit more variety than anything else you're going to see in town.
Chuck Norris. What if Chuck Norris is there?
Yes, doing poetry.
Yeah.
While dancing.
Chuck Norris could read the phone book, and I would be rapt.
Okay.
Just saying. All right. Well, anyway.
That's settled. There's nowhere to go after that one, people. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come back next week and talk about a movie you've seen?
I'll do that. Although I should point out there are comedy reviews coming up. So we've got Rubber Chickens, another fine nest you've gotten me into.
I like that.
And then Dink Tank is back at Renegade next week after a two-year reprieve. I guess it took 2 years to wash their mouths out with soap for all the stuff they say.
Mm-hmm.
But they're back, and we'll see if they're... Oh, come on. It's Dink Tank. You know it's going to be a blue Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, that'll be good. So what movie are you going to see? Do you know yet?
Boy, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, if Hugo's the default one, if Dragon, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or...
That doesn't open until the 21st, though,
okay,
I don't think.
Right. And then there's the... I'm blanking. What's the other... And I just saw there's like a whole bunch of good movies coming out in Christmas.
Okay. Well, yeah, everybody.
Oh, War Horse.
Yeah, don't think I'm going to manage that one.
Okay.
I'm pretty much, you know, if it's got an animal in it that features prominently, something dreadful always happens to, or the animal's threatened by, or whatever, just...
Right, because it's a Steven Spielberg movie, and he always kills off E.T. at the end, so you're afeard of what's going to happen to the War Horse.
No, but E.T. did leave, and that was the movie...
Yeah, leaving is not the same thing as becoming glue.
That's true, but that was the movie where I cried so hard that I shook the entire row of seats, and my father leaned over, and I think I was in college at the time, my father leaned over and went, shh!
Okay,
it
so
was harsh.
We don't show up late for Daddy's plays.
And we don't shake the row of seats in the theater. Someday, we'll talk about the time that my father took me to Bambi when he was still deer hunting. Those stories and more coming up on Northland Morning.